Welcome to Beautiful Feet Podcast. We're going to continue into the book of James. We're going through chapter 2. So, we're just going to jump straight into it. It starts off by saying, James is writing, he says, "My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory." First of all, I stop right there. It's already saying, you know what? Don't show any partiality. Another word for that is favoritism. Don't show any favoritism. It also, I love the story that it tells. I'm actually going to read it straight from James. Verse 2. "For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, 'You, sit in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You, stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" So he's already saying, you know what? He's saying, imagine this. You're in an area where you're in charge of a group of people. It could be a classroom. It could be a ministry. It could be a church building. Maybe it's a business. It doesn't matter what it is. The truth of the fact is, he says, two people come in. They start talking to you. And the first man, you could see by the way he's dressed, he's well off. He's a rich man. The next guy comes in and his clothes are shabby. They're torn. You could already see a distinction in these two men. He said, how would it be if you actually allowed the rich man, the one in this nice clothing, to sit in the best place, eat at the best table, eat the finest food, but then the same man dressed in shabby clothing, in maybe has a certain aroma to him or whatever, all of a sudden he gets, you know, the worst table at the worst food, he gets the worst service of them all. You're already showing that one man is valued over the other simply based on what they look like. You haven't even got to know them yet. You haven't talked to them yet. You haven't heard their story. Maybe the poor man, the quote, poor man, maybe he got attacked and that's why he's coming to help. Maybe he was a well-off man. He got attacked. Maybe the rich man isn't all that nice of a man. Maybe he's one of those guys that will hurt another person to get ahead in life. You don't know anything about these two men, but you are already showing that one man deserves more attention than the other. He goes on to say, "Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs to the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. You have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich ones the ones who oppressed you and the ones who dragged you to court? Are they the ones who blaspheme the dishonorable name by which you are called?" Now, I'm not saying, I don't believe James is saying that a rich man is going to break you down. But I think what he's saying is, don't treat them separately until you know who they are. Treat them the same way you would want to be treated. You know the golden rule. He goes on. And he starts talking about, you know, how God chose the poor person who's just poor in the world. They don't have the financial gains that everyone else has. But he says, those will be the heir to my kingdom. The kingdom that I promised to every single person who loves me. Now, again, I don't think this is God saying, I'm going to show partiality to the poor. But I think that's God's way of saying, you know what, I've blessed the rich man with riches. I've blessed the poor man with wisdom, with love, with compassion, with a caring heart. I'm not saying the rich man doesn't have those things too. God blesses them both. But the truth is, God blesses us in different ways depending on what He wants to give us so that He is most glorified. Don't mistake your economic advantages or disadvantages as an ultimate sign of God's love. Just because a person is financially poor doesn't mean that God loves them any less than a rich man. That's the honest truth, you guys. Just because you may be financially broken, you may be financially poor, that doesn't mean you're not rich in faith. That doesn't mean God is not blessing you. That doesn't mean God has put you in that position for a specific purpose, for His glory. I truly believe that. I believe the rich man was given riches for a specific purpose in God's name. I believe the poor man was put in his position to glorify God in his situation, in his moment. He goes on to say this. Verse 9. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as a transgression. He's saying, you know what? You may have your behaviors under control. You may not be a murderer. You may not be a rapist. You may not be a blasphemer. You may not be any kind of transgressor that's in described in the Bible. But he says, you know what? If you are picking favorites, you are committing that same sin. Remember, God sees sin as sin. He doesn't have levels. He doesn't have hierarchies to sin. Sin is sin. Sin leads to death. And death is an eternal separation from God. No longer allowed in the presence of God because of the behaviors that you chose on earth. He says, verse 10, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. See, in these times, I mean, I think in the world we live in, we love to pick favorites. We pick favorites for everything. Sports, music, movies, TV shows. But I think when it comes to people, and we look at people saying, they look dirty, they look rude, they look this way based on their appearance. It could be skin color, it could be their clothing, it could be the car they drive, it could be the stench that they have. Maybe they smell like cologne and perfume, or maybe they smell like 3-day body odor. It doesn't matter. God says don't show favoritism to them, because the truth is we should love them all the same. We should care for them all the same. We should use those as an opportunity to glorify God, being nice to the poor man just as much as you would be nice to the rich man. Being gracious, being caring, being compassionate when it calls for it, to both men and women, to children and adults, to rich and to poor. It doesn't matter. I think this is something that I know I need to learn. Working with kids all day, some kids show behaviors of foolish behaviors. I'll go with that. Some kids show wise decisions. That doesn't mean the kid who's dealing in the foolish behavior is a bad kid. No, he's just misled, or she's just misled. Then maybe they're misinformed in their mind of what's socially acceptable. But the fact is, I should love every student the same. And I know that in your life, there's somebody or a group of people that you need to love just as much as you would love your own children. just as much as you would love the best friend who stands next to you. Care for them and to love them. I hope this is helpful. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you first and foremost for not showing favoritism to us. You pulled us out of the pit just as if you would have pulled a rich man out of the pit. I thank you for that, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the fact that you chose to glorify the poor in the world. And you allowed them to be the heirs of your kingdom. You allowed them many times to be your messengers on this earth. You allowed them many times to be the most kind-hearted people. Father God, I thank you for every single person who's here, every single person who's listening to this, every single person who's reading your word. I pray you bless them, whether they're rich or they're poor. Let them know that they are loved all the same. There's no partiality there. There's no favoritism. I pray that we would not show favoritism to the world around us, but we would show compassion and love for every single person. Father God, I thank you. I pray that you would be with us this week, that you would love us, that you would guide us, that you would be the lamp at our feet, the light of our path. I pray that we would be the people who can represent you well. I pray all this in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a good week, you guys. I hope this is a blessing. Read James chapter 2 and get ready to jump into James chapter 3. Have a good week. God bless.